Next up is Bread and Butter, a culinary chronicle with Lael Gilbert.
With the world's population projected to reach 9.6 billion by 2050, and with most of this growth taking place in the developing world, more than half of it in Africa, the challenge around the world is, how do we produce enough food for everyone? The answer is not, as you might think, to produce more food, but actually to stop wasting what we already have, according to the United Nations. A staggering one-third of the food on our planet is wasted. Some 1.3 billion tons of potatoes, peaches, toast, and meatballs go straight to the landfill. That's enough to feed every one of the world's 800 million who suffer from hunger, and to serve up second helpings as well. This inefficiency is both frustrating and tragic, and brings enormous consequences to economies and the environment. When you hear about big problems, failures in systems, cultures, and government, it's easy to feel helpless. But food waste is a problem you can actually do something about at your very next meal. How can you change your relationship with food so that you value it more and waste it less? In poorer countries, food spoils because of limited options for storage, transportation, and refrigeration. In developed countries like ours, food is thrown out because businesses overorder and consumers overbuy. But there's hope. Becoming more thoughtful about your food will help you cut down on that waste. Whether you are simply more conscious while you shop and cook, whether you actually grow and store your own food, or even if you just think more about what you buy and eat, you are taking steps to feed a hungry world. There are three main factors in American food waste. First, abundance. Although food prices have been rising in the past few years, when you look at the household spending that goes towards food, no other nation in the world spends less on its food supply than we do, less than 7% of our household income. People in Russia, Indonesia, and India and Africa spend more than 40%. It's harder to value things that are inexpensive. Second, appearance. People don't eat ugly food these days. In the 1940s, a pear might not have been shiny, perfectly yellow, or free of small blemishes, yet your grandma happily ate it. Now, imperfect food gets discarded before it even hits the produce section of the grocery store. And finally, attitude. Cleaning out the fridge of forgotten Chinese food and leftover tuna casserole is a cultural norm. And at American restaurants, people expect giant plates of food, more than they could ever eat in one sitting, and then end up throwing out much of that rice, refried beans, vegetables, and bread at the end of the meal. If we can change these three factors, then the amount of food we waste will drop, and there will be more food to go around. In the next few weeks, I'll talk more about specific tactics we can use to address the causes of food waste in our own kitchens. This is Lael Gilbert for Bread and Butter.